Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hello, thank you for joining us today for Pro-Life Perspective. This is Carol Tobias, President of National Right to Life, and I have the honor of speaking with Luis Zaffarini. Luis works out of our State Organizational Development Department, and they work with our state affiliates and our chapters on a lot of different projects to make sure that the grassroots movement in the country is working hard. Earlier in the week, we talked about January 22nd events and things that the chapters can be doing and some of the materials that are available. And yesterday and today, we're talking about the annual convention, because Luis also works on that. So welcome to the, back to the show.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell us a little about the convention, what, when, where, all that kind of stuff.
Well, as I said yesterday, the annual National Right to Life Convention is a tradition that goes back more than 40 years. And this year, we're going to be in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., celebrating our convention themed, We the People Defending Life. Because we have so many opportunities, especially next year, to defend human life with passing legislation defending unborn babies who are capable of feeling pain, and really just by further educating communities, not just on that topic, but on the many topics we discuss at the convention. This year's convention is June 28th, 29th, and 30th, and it's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Crystal City.
Now, one thing that I've heard about conventions is that many people sometimes think that they need to be elected or be a delegate to go to the convention. Who is able to come to this one?
Well, that's absolutely not the case with this convention. We encourage as many interested pro-life individuals to show up for the convention because it's just that important. You know, it's really a grassroots movement and it's a grassroots event. The convention is there to educate people who want to defend human life. And we are here to serve the grassroots individuals by providing them with the best educational material, with the most up-to-date information about legislation, and about how to maintain themselves and the movement as a whole.
We know that it's very important for our chapters to get this information. And we talked yesterday about how nice it is for them to be able to talk to people from other parts of the country to share ideas. So why don't you just take a minute here and encourage our chapters to send their people?
Sure. We want as many people to show up for this convention as possible. Like I said, it's really important that people have good and up-to-date information. We know that it's very hard for some people to pay their way. We encourage people to have bake sales, yard sales, any way that they can raise the money. A lot of people do that kind of thing already, even volunteers that come to help out with the convention. Typically do those kinds of things. But like we said yesterday, it's a great opportunity to meet face-to-face with like-minded people and to share ideas and to energize one another.
Why don't you also talk just a little bit about some of the youth aspect for the convention?
Sure. Since 1986, there has been a National Teens for Life conference that happens at the same time as the convention. So teens pay a lower price for admittance into that convention, which happens the same 3 days as our convention. And again, also very good for teens that want to be energized and want to be educated on how to keep youth groups or how to educate their peers.
Okay, one more time. Why don't you give us the when and where?
National Right to Life Convention is June 28th, 29th, and 30th, 2012. In our nation's capital, it's going to be at Hyatt Regency Crystal City.
Thank you so much. Luis Zaffarini from our State Organizational Development Department. Join us one more time with Luis tomorrow as we're going to do a bit of a summary and a wrap-up on what chapters can do in making a difference in their community.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.